SRN News. I'm John Scott. In Florida, the Tampa region has not had a direct hit from a hurricane since 1921. That is expected to change in the next 24 to 48 hours. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says Milton will cause a lot of destruction.
You're going to see large areas covered with deep water from the Gulf of Mexico pushing inland. Structural damage to building, especially from destructive wave action, with some buildings being totally washed away. Some locations may be uninhabitable for an extended period. And again, that's why you're being asked to leave by your local officials. Roads will be washed out and flooded, and there will be major damage to marinas, docks, boardwalks, and piers.
Electric utilities warning residents to prepare for lengthy outages. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says it's still not clear whether FEMA dropped the ball in responding to the devastation from Hurricane Helene.
You know, I know there is misinformation out there. It's going to be difficult to sift through this, but I think it's obvious that the federal government's responses has been inadequate.
Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network it appears some FEMA money provided by U.S. taxpayers may have been diverted from legitimate FEMA assistance programs to instead accommodate the large number of illegals allowed into the country by the Biden-Harris administration. The cleanup and response to Helene that killed at least 230 people continues. More than 130,000 customers in western North Carolina still without electricity. The Israeli military says it sent more troops into southern Lebanon and that a senior Hezbollah commander has been killed in an airstrike. This comes as dozens of rockets fired by Hezbollah were aimed as far south as Haifa in Israel. The Dow had 166 points. The NASDAQ is up 265. This is SRN News. It's 4 weeks to Election Day. Will you be voting?
Everybody knows Christians in this country are politically active, but in fact, they're not as active as you might think. Numerous polls have indicated that despite their reputation for turning out on Election Day, several million self-identified Christians never show up at all, no matter what's at stake. Evangelical leaders are urging those folks to vote this November, pointing out that in a close election, like this one is expected to be, a couple million votes would make all the difference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court taking up the case of an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination because she's heterosexual. The justices have agreed to review an appellate ruling that upheld the dismissal of the discrimination lawsuit. Marlene Ames against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Ames contends she was passed over for a promotion and then demoted because she is not gay. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing a challenge on a Biden administration regulation on ghost guns.
Ghost guns are weapons that are difficult to trace because they don't have serial numbers, and they can be sold online in a kit and assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. An executive action by President Joe Biden requires companies to add serial numbers to those gun kits, run background checks on buyers, and verify they're at least 21 years old. Manufacturers and gun rights groups argue that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is overstepping its authority. They say that it's Congress that gets to decide how to address any risks that might arise from a particular product. Donna Warder, Washington.
Firefighters getting a handle on two large wildfires burning in western North Dakota, the Grassy Butte area Elkhorn Fire and Mandaree area Bear Den Fire, were 40% and 30% contained, respectively. More details at SRNNews.com.